I would say overall they're effective. In many ways, it depends on how you define effective. So looking at a very strict definition of success, the two-year outcomes for this operation were about 60%. That said, less than 5% of patients in either group required additional treatment for recurrence of the operation, and only about 10 or 15% developed recurrent symptoms. So we don't get perfect outcomes, and it's unlikely that any of the operations that we've talked about get perfect outcomes, but we do improve the great majority of women, and the risk of needing additional treatment, at least in the studies that are available now, appear to be in the single digits over time. So I would say they're effective but not perfect, and that we need to continue to work through research to determine what the best procedure is for the individual woman and how to get the best long-term outcomes and avoid unnecessary complications.